I'd say being born.
And what year were you born?
1905.
1905.
And I was born in 1980.
You want me now? Janet Bissett. I was Janet Cherry from Barnsley, and I was born in 1922.
Okay.
You were from England.
Yeah. Can you remember if life was hard in Westie before the Depression, or if it got worse during the Depression?
Well, actually, I came from England.
Well, so around
my husband was from England. My husband was from Westie then, but because he won't come over.
I think it was the same all over that before, but I can't remember before the Depression. Well, you could answer that question.
The Depression started in 1929, certainly. It started the Depression. But before that, we had a lockout in the pits, and you had to go and get dough. You had to go to the police station. It's where you didn't have a motor car or a piano, or you hadn't been up to Rothby where they had a strike and had scabs in the pit, and anything they could get. Then we got 6 shillings a week for tools. Had to go to Curry to get them out, even have a bits and five. That's when all that was pushed. And then our union, we got £2. We got £16 for 16 months.
£16?
Yeah, 16 with the union.
Mm.
But then when we started work, we had to pay it back. So much support. And when lockout broke out, the depression set in. And the mines almost closed. There was some mine, a couple of mine I was working on. Then. And I was on the railway. On the railway, which I had got sleepers for when I was a child. I was very young up there. And anyhow, got down to the might see one train load of coal at the end of the day, while the war was happening. And then, no rations on that work. We were bringing home £6 to £7 a fortnight. To feed your family. £6 or £7
a fortnight.
£6 or £7. That's the most agricultural living. And then went on and on. The war broke out. And everything opened up. You remember that, didn't you?
Oh, just. Oh, no, not
normal.
Oh, that's what I was born.
And hit the fire again, and everything opened up. £100,000 pounds come out for the war. And they more there for me, and yet we were getting 6 years a week living. And that's a true story. That's made.
But it was quite a lot of money those days, you know, sort of thing, to what it was Paris and what it was now. It was quite a lot of money those days.
6 shillings.
Oh, I thought you said £6.
£6. Yeah, that's in the lockout. Mm. That lasted 18 months. And then we went back to work, and then things went bad and depression set.
Now, out of that 6 shillings a fortnight, you had to buy milk and bread and everything.
Get everything. Well, I'll tell you what we done was we used to deal with the storekeeper in the Mulberry, Tom. He said, "Now, you can't leave it on that. Give me your ticket, get what you want, and I'll stick behind you." Which he did. And when we finished the lockout, I got back to work, I owed him £103. And then I was paying the motor car off too, £5 a month. So when the lockout set in, I owed £5 a month. And I went in to pay it and I said, "Now look, I've only got £5 in my name and we're on strike, so we're locked out. So if I give that away to money." Now, old Mr. Firth, he's a very good man, and he'd get a little shovel made, and he said, "Don't worry about it, son. When you get back to work, just come in and see me." And he said, "You might get a note now and then to say, you know, debt, £25, I think, about it." I thought it was 60. And so anyhow, when I went back in, £5, he said, "We took it, not paid the car, no interest." So, and then I had my second sight, like a house in my memory. He put £2 in the round. That was £2 out of his 60. He gave it back. And he said to me, anything you want for your car. First of all, he introduced me to a place where they have money if you want to buy it. I got over there and reached the bottom under by a clothes and wanted to ditch the car. So I wanted to tie the car one day and I went over to him and he said, look, son, he said, I'll do it in memory. He said, now, when you want to tie the car, just get in touch with me and I'll send them down to the nearest station for you. Well, I got to pay £3 in the pound for them, the same as you got to pay. he said that saved me and it saved you. So that's how we worked on.
Was there an increase of prices during the Depression? Like prices for things higher?
Would you go in and buy.
It possibly come down lower, would you say?
They didn't increase, did they?
The prices didn't increase during the Depression.
A cart and horse come around with. Your eggs and butter
everything.
And all those type of things which came around with a cart and horse.
Was it hard for the woman to keep the family clothed and fed?
Oh, it's very hard.
What sort of things did you have to do, like, to save your money?
I wore all my elder sister's clothes. They were handed down.
I was
the youngest of four girls, and I had to just.
Well, I was the youngest too, and everything was handed down.
When Elsie was born, the second daughter, my wage went up to £12. $12 $12 a week. But you still had to go in there and. Tell me how it hadn't been. You know, I should drive a car in. So I used to get a lot of job down on the farm. I lived out on the farm. I just kept my car going. You could register your car in for $15. And anyhow, I'd leave the car down around the corner. Got to get a bit of dough, go on. And anyhow, that happened then.
Catch players and everything those days,
another thing they used to buy flour in flour bags.
Yes, Mum used to.
And they used to line the horse pants and those flour bags.
Oh,
in those days, you didn't get all the packets of food like you get now. You used to buy flour in big bags.
You can still buy it, I believe, but in people's that they're catering,
used to make their flour, you know, and of course the bottom of the creamy flour. That's right.
So you cooked everything yourself. You
cooked
didn't go and buy
yourself.
Things.
Well, you had to grow a garden. I had a garden. You had to eat everything you could get out of the garden. I had a bit of ground around the place like a grow stuff in. And you didn't sell anything into the pound like it is now. You've got to have a dozen. So I used to have tomatoes and potatoes, sell them for the pound.
And another thing, you didn't have the tidy yards then. Yeah. You had to have chooks and everything like that. Well, see, now you don't have chooks.
And they run wild then. They didn't keep them in. Not always in cages like they do now.
No.
You know, they just run away in the yard.
That's just how they used to have a pen.
Keep off what you wanted particularly, but no, the fowls run everywhere.
No, that's run around the yard.
So you had to do those kind of things for food.
Well, you had to have everything that you could possibly have to keep feeding. In a depression, I fed 10 children. Paid me only 2 hours. I was working on the railway. I'd work 8 hours there on tropical bush and chop railway street, it was really dark. I'd come home, go into the garden, milk the cow, I'd have
to
go.
But you just didn't have the things that you had now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was more just basic. Meat.
What sort of things did you eat?
Well, meat. Of course, you got meat very cheap, and eggs, and vegetables that you grew in your own garden mostly, didn't you?
Yes, and give to one another. You know, if you had too much food, your next door neighbour had something else, you know. But meat was very cheap, that we used to have it 3 times a day with the family. It was easier and cheaper to do that sort of thing than it was to
bread.
Made all your own cakes and bread, and you know.
When I was going to school, you'd buy a rump steak and sugar and a pound. That's right. And suck a lump of silver in the cook of it.
What can you remember in World War II? Was it as hard then?
Yeah, we had rations.
Oh, they had soup kitchens about too.
Where were they?
In the town, didn't they? Soup
kitchens. West had one in the primary school down here.
That was in the Depression.
Yes.
That wasn't in the war.
No, that was in the Depression.
Which is the second war.
1939.
Once the war started, everybody got into work in 1939.
Once the war started, everybody got into work in 1939. Once the war started, everybody got into work in 1939.
Coupons, you had
the material and things, buying clothes,
You had coupons for butter, and what else did you have? You had about clothes and sheets and everything like that, because the factories weren't making sheets, they were making ammunition and things like that.
It's amazing what you can live on in the property. Yeah, it was pretty rough, I think, in the Second World too, but, you know, because things were much easier, had a lot of more things, because electricity was really in the walls and all that sort of thing.
We had canned lamps too, and
they didn't have anything, because when the money came, well, they were just so happy that they were all in jobs. Then they could make, I think the people who went through the Depression could make do more with their ration than what the other people,
because
they've never had much anyway.
Well, you didn't have all the fancy foods that around there, because there wasn't so many,
foreigners, we didn't have
the influx into the country, and there was plenty of land that people, you know, there wasn't the buildings that there is now, but everybody had yards.
Everybody got to do a garden in those, didn't you?
Yeah. And during the war, you couldn't just go and buy saucepans and everything like that. You had to wait. And you were lucky, you know, if you, well, we were getting married, you'd be the same, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Trying to get a box. Yeah. And you just had, oh, someone would say, well, that shop's got them, well, you'd race down. So, you know, you just
put up a wedding crop with coupons. I had it made.
But you had to have shoots and a bunch of shoots and towels with coupons.
Did you find it harder to cope than a lot of people in the area?
Oh, during the war I was in Sydney, so I wasn't up here.
Well, Tom was working all the time, so I suppose I wasn't as worried bad off as a lot of people. I wanted to go to work on the buses. He said, oh, no. I said, oh, such and such is working on the buses. Why can't I? He said, well, if you get a job, I stop home.
But these days, I wish I had it, but I don't know.
And when Mum took sick, well, we went home. None of the others would go home, so we went home to stay there while Aunt Laura's going to have a meal. And we had to move out then because I couldn't stay there with two children. That's how we come to come for rescue.
So, they didn't have motor cars or anything like that. And petrol was rationed during the war too, wasn't it? Petrol was rationed during the war. You'd buy 4 gallon tins in the tin them days, you'd buy the tin, about 6 was a gallon, I think, 9 was a gallon the most. So you'd 4 gallon tin. No barrels in there. You have to tip it out of the tin.
Oh, 44 gallon drums they were.
Well, you could get
them.
And
you used to put them up on the side and you had to.
Now, we used to buy it off the grocery, used to be. And see, the grocery from the Mulberry used to bring all the nice stuff down to Richmond Vale. Anyone who lived in Richmond Vale, he'd bring your groceries down, benzene, your bread, everything you wanted there. And then he'd go into Curry and delivery to orders in there. And he'd bring your meat back on his road home. 12 o'clock at night, he'd come back to Richmond Vale. He'd leave your back door, he'd leave your door open all day, get your meat in safe for you, and away you go. There you go, we'd go all around the houses and get some mail on the way back home. That's how I've done them days.
What was the major transport?
Buses. Thelma's father
ran
buses,
remember?
Yeah,
he's so far that bus. Started off with Horton Greg.
Grandfather had, no, Dad didn't, never had one of those. days. Grandfather Wilson's
Yeah, that's right.
But Dad started with a lorry to start with. But he had to work and pay for that before he could start get anything else.
Yeah.
But he worked and had the lorry
to start. The buses made one of the long seats, weren't they?
Only the one, the Cherubim.
Yes. And he walked down the side. He'd enjoy those seats.
You had to get in one door and move up. And the back seats, there was two. You got in one door, but there were seats on both sides.
I can just remember them, and that's all.
That one. The others were the ordinary buses, but one of Ross's. It's nearly as bad. It seems to have no spring. I thought, oh, this is just like Dad's old bus. One of them comes from school.
What school did you go to?
Midnight.
We used to high school, 3 miles, and high school from Stockton.
Used to walk from one end of the town right up every day. Top, yeah. Never miss a day of school.
How old were you when you left?
Midnight was 14.
Were you still going to school then?
For a while.
Did you get a job? Is that a better school?
Oh, well, in those days it was, but now all schools are the same.
No, 4 children went up to Westie High. And my grandchildren, I suppose, will go there too. One, a couple of them have.
Two of mine and the other set.
I used to be on the canteen at when it first started.
Because it was so hard in a depression to get a job, was it harder to keep the job? Like, were there always a lot of people after a job?
I should imagine it would be. I never even went out to it because I was needed at home. My sisters did, but they seemed to be all right. But I didn't go out to work. I stayed at home with my mother.
I think once you got a job,
Married people didn't work as much as what they do now. But they have more things going for them now that they've got to work, you know.
I can remember the men working when they was on the railway down to Stockton, 4 and 6 pence a day they worked for. And that was from 7 to 4 every day. And I was only about 14 and I was riding 2 horses and drays. Then the hour, 7 to 4, and I had to go and sneak timber into the line after. And milk the cows after that.
Yeah.
Finish at 12 o'clock at night.
Oh, I milk cows.
12 o'clock at night used to finish. Never touched the cow's test and you couldn't see anything else. That's right. They'd have a lamp hanging up in the front of the bow. And when the train had cut the line up, they'd go and turn them down so they wouldn't know who's in the yard milking the cows. And you had to separate the milk. And then there was calves and pigs and dogs and possums and ferrets.
No.
And we talk about it, yeah.
It's pretty cream for this,
I'm doing some of the yard. He's about 110.
Oh, yeah.
My grandchildren go down to the forest, and in year 12,
there's
no idea.
That's a lot in year 12.
It is, isn't it? I think we're going to start taking it.
Yeah. Thank you.